لا والحمد لله ولا بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Question here, I'd like to know what the position of the Salaf is in regards to difference of opinion on the issue of the niqab. Would they consider it to be wajib or highly recommended? Then this is a well-known difference of opinion amongst the scholars of the Ummah, of Salafiyyah and the Sunnah, regarding the issue of the niqab. A group of them hold it to be an obligation, and a group of them hold it to be recommended. The position, without making this a lengthy discussion on the topic of niqab and the issue of niqab and all of the narrations related to it, but in brief, then what seems to be the most correct opinion is that which has been brought forward by the great scholar and the muhaddith of this era, Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani rahimahullahu ta'ala, in various works. And he mentions that the jumhur of the Salaf, if not all of the Salaf in terms of the Imams in general, and he actually does incline towards that opinion himself, that it is not known except that they used to hold that the niqab was something recommended. However, it becomes an obligation if the father or the husband commands the sister or his daughter or his wife with the niqab. If he commands her with it, then she becomes obliged. Why? Because the obedience to the father is an obligation and the obedience to the husband is an obligation. So if they oblige you with something which is mubah or something which is mustahab, something which is allowed or something which is recommended, then that becomes an obligation. And we know that the niqab is something which is recommended and not an obligation, due to the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Asma bint Abi Bakr, and this hadith is authentic. I think it authenticated by a group of the Salaf and by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. And it seems that there is not much scope for making that hadith da'if. And the hadith is authentic, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Asma bint Abi Bakr that you should not expose anything of yourself except for this and this. And he pointed towards the oval of his face and his two hands. So this is what he allowed. Asma bint Abi Bakr, the sister of Aisha radiallahu anha. Also, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the rites of Hajj had been completed, and after the rites of Hajj of course have been completed, then if the niqab was an obligation, then the woman would be obliged to put on the niqab after the rites of Hajj, because of course in the state of ihram the woman is not allowed to tie the niqab around her head. So after the rites of Hajj had been completed, in a hadith that a woman came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him questions on the rites of Hajj, and behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there was a companion, and he was looking at this woman and she was looking at him. And they continued to do so up until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned the face of the man away from the woman. And then she continued to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the question, that the niqab was an obligation, and it is not permissible for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remain silent whilst this woman had her face uncovered. Impermissible, because if the face being uncovered was haram, then he would have informed her this is haram, because he is the uswatun hasana. It's not permissible for him to see that he's the most excellent of examples. It's not permissible for him to see something evil and not correct it. Thirdly, on an occasion on Yawm al-Eid, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he, after giving the khutbah to the men, he walked over to the women and delivered the khutbah to them. And then he encouraged them with the sadaqah up until they started throwing the gold into a cloth that had been spread out by Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, and a black woman and the hadith describes her cheeks, which indicates, as Shaykh Al-Albani mentions, if he could describe her cheeks and the color of her cheeks and so on, that this is a clear sign that her face was uncovered on Yawm al-Eid. Now we're not talking about ihram, we're not talking about any abrogation going on, because there's no proof of abrogation in this affair. Yet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he commanded them, this woman, that she stood and she gave sadaqah and her face was uncovered, yet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell her to go away and cover her face. So all of these indicate that the niqab is something which is recommended. And it's recommended due to the fact that Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that when we performed the Hajj with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if any of the men used to come close to us, that we used to draw the veils from the top of our heads, and we used to draw them over our faces up until the men passed. So this shows that it is something recommended. And Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala himself has a chapter in his book, the book on the Jilbab Mir'atul Muslima, in which he mentions that the covering of the face, he said no doubt it is something which is highly recommended, but he said it cannot be said that it is wajib, and the only time that it becomes wajib is if either the ruler commands it upon his population, because it is permissible for the ruler to obligate something for them for a particular need upon the people, or the father upon his daughter, or the husband upon his wife, or you know, the awliya upon their guardians or their wards. So then it becomes an obligation. So therefore it is recommended, my sisters, don't please walk away thinking that now the niqab is not something good. It is something good. Even Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah, because Shaykh Al-Albani is coming from the viewpoint of fiqh and hadith, that the hadith indicate a recommendation, not an obligation. That's the direction that he's coming from. Not that he's saying that you should not wear the niqab. He holds it to be something recommended, highly recommended, and no doubt actions, as you know, the righteous actions increase iman, do they not? The righteous actions increase iman? Wearing the niqab, is that not a righteous action? So from the righteous actions that increase a person's iman, or a female's iman, is to cover her face. So you should cover your face, my sisters. Do not look for reasons to move away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended. You know, we shouldn't say that the siwak is just recommended, so I'm never going to use it for 20 years. You know, it's just recommended. You know, the two before Fajr, and these are recommended, you know, rakatain every morning, so I'm not going to pray them, and a person never prays them. We should look at the, you know, these issues that are recommended, and they are from the sunnah, and they are from those affairs which are mustahab, that we shouldn't look at them and say, well, they are only recommended, so it's a reason for me to abandon them. No, do them so that you are counted amongst those who do righteous actions, and therefore your iman is increased. So therefore, this is the position that I hold, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.